Call the, because we can start with a quorum. We'll call the House Resources Committee to order. President, Representative Roses, Representative Kawasaki, Representative Faircloth, Seaton, Co-Chair Gatto, and Chair Johnson. Today, we will be hearing confirmation hearings on the Board of Game, Big Game Commercial Services, and Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. And we do have in the room Frank Holman. And I think we would go ahead and start with you out of courtesy of you being here. So if you'd come forward, Mr. Holman, we'd love to hear your testimony or be grilled, whichever.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity. Before I start, I'd like to recognize someone in the room who's new to these hearings, and that's my wife, Janie.
Well, can you point her out to us?
Yeah.
That is so thick.
Just raise your hand so we can see you back. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Frank, I tell you, the normal, what I kind of like to do to kind of keep you from, because I know that you may not have written testimony, I kind of like to start by asking, why would you want to do this?
Oh, goodness.
And appreciate your coming forward to do it, but why would you want to do this?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the question. I think that I've had some experience on the commission, and this is actually a reappointment, but I guess I would say up front that I consider it very important work, and the mission and the purpose of the Limited Entry Commission is twofold. One is to consider conservation, and the other is to balance that with the economic health of the fisheries and the fishermen. And these two things, as opposed to the Department of Fish and Game, which is as a conservation purpose, we add another function in there of the economic health. And I think it's to look at the fisheries and to try to balance those two things is a very difficult job many times. The other factor is that a lot of people's lives depend on the access to the fishery, and we take that into consideration on all the limitations that we do. And I guess I would end by saying the one thing that I think isn't visible to the public is that we sit, that there's three commissioners, and we sit as an appeal board for denied applications for limited entry permits. And this is a chance to have a second and sometimes third look at an application that's been denied to try to determine if there's factors that would lead us to issue that permit following the regulations and the statutes that are set down by the legislature and sort of enhanced by the court system. So,
thank you, Mr. Holman. I'd like to recognize that we've been joined by Representative Edgman. Any questions for Mr. Holman? Representative Gatto.
Mr. Chair, let's not let him off the hook too easily.
Lead away.
Several members who were before us to be on a commission were, at least one was criticized for not having a degree in science. Instead had degrees in other areas. And I see yours are economics, public administration, administrative law, but not biology, not science, not, and this is Board of Game?
The Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. Entry Commission.
Okay. I saw the commercial fisheries. You were a commissioner of the Alaska Commercial Fisheries. And I suppose and that was under Murkowski?
That's true, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to withdraw that, sir, until I reread his
application
again.
No, we're waiting. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Holman. I notice in your resume here, you're chairman of the Board of Agriculture, Commercial Fishing, and Agricultural Bank, or Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank. Is there any time where you see conflicts between your post as chairman on that board and, which is a loan board and all, and your position on the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Seaton, not at the present time, because service on the board of Commercial Fisheries and Agriculture Bank was some time ago, and I haven't been in a position where they overlapped. But that was primarily a financial lending institution, as opposed to a commission now, which is really looking at access to the fisheries.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, just so you're clear, that's not clear here. It just says public positions, and I thought that those were current public positions.
Oh.
So I appreciate that, but I might.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll clear that up for hopefully the next round.
Thank you.
And follow up. Representative Seaton.
And Mr. Holman, as a commissioner has been on for, how many years have you been on now?
Mr. Chairman, probably it's getting close to 10. I had 5 years during the early 90s as well.
And
Representative
follow up. I guess in the last, or how long has it been since the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission has instituted or has established a new limited entry program?
Mr. Chairman, I think I would have to go back to 3 years ago, perhaps, with the Kodiak Tanner crab fishery. So it's been probably 3 years since we had a limitation.
Okay. And
follow up, Representative Seaton.
And can you, for the committee, basically just lead us through the commission's processes, how they go through that?
Sure, Mr. Chairman, Representative Seaton. Generally speaking, I'll just give you a perspective for first, is that we have 68 limited fisheries, and a fishery is just a certain type of gear in a certain area. So these fisheries are all mostly regional, although there are some statewide, but they're primarily regional. Usually what happens is that the fishermen in the fishery will come to us and say that petition us, which actually is a formal way of doing it, but we kind of know this is happening, and they'll be saying that we have been fishing, but there are too many fishermen, and the seasons, the way that the Department of Fish and Game regulates the fishing pressure is to continually to reduce seasons. And if we see this happening over a time in a fishery and there are more fishermen trying to make a living in this fishery and the time gets shorter and shorter, it's usually because there's too much pressure. And we'll look at, it's an extensive analysis that goes into a limitation, and we'll look at the number of fishermen, the years of effort, the type of gear, the boats, the region, and it usually takes a major research effort, and then we'll compare notes with the Department of Fish and Game to what they feel is appropriate, and then we'll actually sit as a commission and take formal action to limit a fishery. And we have established by the legislature and by the courts a formula for doing that. And it's we have to look back in the 4 years prior and establish the guidelines from that period of time, although we can go back further in cases, but at least that far. And so these usually the fisheries will show themselves to be in some kind of distress, and it'll take probably a couple of years before it all comes together, but you can sort of see it happening, and it's usually the same typical pattern, is that the seasons become shorter and shorter and shorter, and the and the gear becomes more restrictive until such a time that that fishermen can't really make a living anymore because of the opening to access.
Rick, let me see.
And I think we've talked about this previously, and I think you indicated that there were a number of issues that were either in statute or in current interpretation of statute by the court, which made that a very problematic process to go through anymore, so that you, even when you do a limited entry, you have to expand the number of permit holders beyond that which had been, in the last few years anyway, participating, and that has made the system unworkable or less workable. And I guess my question is, I think we've asked if there's, if the commission and you as a commissioner had suggestions for us to make that system more workable, and we haven't gotten those from you and or from the commission. And I'm wondering if you foresee, if you see that as a problem, can we expect, if you're reappointed to the commission, that the commission will come forward to the legislature, appropriate committees, and ask for some resolution in statute of those problems so that you have a program that can be effectively instituted?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Seaton, of course, we are always looking at the statute and wanting to make it operate better. And from time to time, and actually quite often, we do come to the legislature with suggestions on how we could change the statute or add to the statute. And over the years, I would guess that every year, every legislative session at least, we have some legislation that will modify the statutes to make it, which we think, work a little bit better. Because it's the legislative prerogative, we're not always successful in our suggestions. So, but we take our direction from the legislature, and certainly we are always on the alert to make it work better.
Thank you. Any additional questions? You okay? Thank you, Mr. Holman. I appreciate your willingness to serve. I know sometimes it's a thankless job. It's one of those things that every decision you make makes half the people happy and half the people not so happy. So I appreciate your willingness to serve, and especially to come back and do it again. I don't know if that speaks highly of you or not. That remains to be seen. But thank you for your thanks for coming here today and testifying.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee.
Next, we will go to Brenda Rebney. Brenda, are you online?
Yes.
Brenda is up for the boards and commissions. I'm drawing a, can't see it here. Big Game Commercial Services Board. Brenda, I'll start the same way with you. Why would you volunteer to serve on such a committee? Brenda? Have you already backed out?
Well, you could always go to Ted.
Ted, are you online? Okay, let's take an at ease until we get reconnected. Call the meeting back to order. We have been reconnected, which is a good thing. Brenda, are you available? Brenda,
yes,
Ribney?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Brenda, I guess I will start over and ask you, why would you want to serve on such a board?
Well, you know, my background is I'm Vice President of Corporate Affairs for Otten Incorporated. And we have a lot of land that is, you know, impacted by all user groups. So I see this as an opportunity, not just as a corporate representative, but as a large landowner, to learn more about these user groups and the big game commercial board services, I guess, charter. So I really think it's an opportunity for me and for our corporation to be able to gain a better understanding of the needs of this particular user group. And I also serve as the chair of the Alaska Federation of Native Subsistence Committee, and I see that as an area where I can share this information as well. I just, you know, feel that there are multiple users in Alaska and outside of Alaska, and that we really need to try to use every opportunity to gain understanding of each other's needs in order to address the issues. So I'm excited about serving on this board, and I'm excited to be learning about the different user groups outside of subsistence or customary and traditional users.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions for Brenda? Representative Fairclough.
Brenda, welcome.
Thank you.
We noticed while you were offline, or I noticed while you were offline, that you have a violation listed on your application for 2007 for illegally taking a moose. Can you talk to that to us about that?
Well, you know, that was a mistake. I shot a moose whose the horns weren't that didn't meet the 50-inch requirement. I was beyond horrified, but it did happen. We did dress it out, take it immediately to the trooper station, and handed it over to a local resident there. So it was a mistake. I've spent, you know, my entire life out in the field with my family, but that was the first year that I ever actually shot a moose myself. And so it was just one of those things that happened, and it was regrettable. But I followed the proper procedure and turned it in immediately. So I did receive a fine for that. It's not one of my prouder moments.
So just for clarification, I'm human too, and I make mistakes just like the rest of us, so I appreciate people stepping up and taking responsibility for their actions. Can you tell me, so just for the record, that you self-reported that?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good, thank you. And can you tell us the size of the antlers?
Oh, don't make me do that. Yeah, it was 8 inches short. It was 42 inches. So my family, I don't believe I'll ever live that down. So,
Brenda, it's on the application, so we would be remiss if we didn't bring it out and at least ask about it and talk about
it. It's so embarrassing.
No, I'm trying very hard not to do that because I firmly believe, with all respect to all religions, that God always holds me accountable and finds ways to make me humble too.
Oh,
so,
it's certainly happened to me.
I see that ATNA Corporation has submitted comments on another person that's before this committee today. Are you involved in that comment? Are you aware that ATNA Corporation has come out in opposition to someone who's going to be before us today?
Yes, I am. It's an uncomfortable position for me at this moment, and so I'm not commenting on that. That is something that's coming from the president. But I am an employee of Otten Incorporated, and I am aware of that.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure how if there's something that we need to know about, I'm not sure how to access that information. Maybe we can speak to the to Ted directly, and then if Brenda stays online, I don't want to say anything disparaging about anyone, but it's not typical that we receive it's been typical this year that people are being involved and actively participating in who's getting onto boards, which I greatly appreciate. But when people have opinions, I always like to know where they're coming from and why they're in opposition to a particular candidate. And so I don't want to put Brenda on the spot, but if we have something that's dysfunctional inside the board, I feel like I need to know something about it so that I can make a determination on both applications. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, you know, I had the same question, and I guess my question is that the comment that we have for somebody, we got to remember these are two different boards, although we're considering it on the same day. The other is the Board of Game, and this the comment is about somebody for the Board of Game, and this is a Big Game Commercial Services Board. But I guess my concern is that the other comment is a expressing a lot of comment about subsistence, and I'm wondering if your employment with ATNA and your application for a commercial services board, are you going to come to the commercial services board with it basically with an agenda supporting, not only supporting subsistence, but basically being opposed to sport hunting and the purposes of the commercial, big game commercial services board to regulate generally hunting that is conducted by guides? And so I hope you understand what my question is. I'm trying to find out where your mindset is and whether there's, as an employee of ATNA, whether the opinions expressed in that letter are going to dictate your activities on the board for which you're applying.
I'll try to answer your question as I understand it. I don't believe that I'll be biased in my position on this board. I think, like I said previously, that this is an opportunity for us to educate this group on some of the issues that are out there, and this group, from what I've seen the last couple of days, is already aware of it themselves and are having very similar issues in terms of land usage. So I think that being a large land, representing a large landowner, is going to be a benefit to this committee, and so I really think that there are more opportunities here than negatives with my past experience.
Representative Seaton.
And I guess, Brenda, I'd like you to address the position that's expressed in the ATNA letter that is basically opposed to the person on the board of game because they promote commercial or promote sport hunting instead of subsistence use. And trying to figure out how you're going to effectively work on the commercial guide or the commercial services board for big game, and how those two will intersect.
My difficulty here is that that is a letter written from our president, and I can't really comment on it, and that I can't, I don't have the authority to do that. I can say that my sitting on this board is not going to, that is not a reflection of my sitting on this board. But as to commenting on the letter, those are the president's comments, and I really can't, you know, form an opinion or you know, I'm a little bit confused about how to respond to your question.
Brenda, this is Representative Johnson. You've read, have you actually read the letter?
I've seen the letter.
Do you agree with it?
Some points I agree with. I think that there have been past actions, but, you know, I would prefer to move forward.
And do you work directly for Ken Johns?
Yes, I do.
What type of influence will he exhibit over you in your day-to-day professional life when it comes to board decisions?
He's my immediate supervisor. He does not direct my activities outside of my position.
Are you strong enough to withstand that pressure?
I believe so.
Just had to ask. Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brenda, again, thank you. We're in a difficult position, too, and I apologize up front for the awkwardness of the conversation. Can you speak to traditional use rights versus sports hunting rights and your opinions on those?
Well, I guess, can I just say something? I'm new to this, to the guide service and the transporter issue. I've learned a lot in the last day and a half that I've spent at this meeting. And one thing that I've immediately noticed was that there are user group conflicts within the transporters and the guides themselves. I've heard guides, at least one, mention customary and traditional use and historical use within their own field, which I thought was, I'm trying to identify areas that where there are some similarities, and so that would be one area. There are some user conflict within the user group that I found interesting, and I'm thinking that that's an opportunity to try to get our hands around that, because that's an issue that affects all the user groups in all areas. So I think that, learning about this user group and some of the conflicts that they have, they're similar to the subsistence and the sport hunter conflict. So I find that interesting, and I really think that that's something, when two user groups are having a similar issue, that's an opportunity to try and see, more minds to try and resolve an issue that would benefit, the most people. So there are certainly differences, in concept. There are people that think that, sport hunting is recreational use. It's a very complicated issue. So there are customary and traditional users, which we prefer. That's the terminology we prefer to use rather than subsistence. But I see that there are a lot of similarities between these groups. Did I answer your question?
I appreciate your statement. I did use that terminology. I said, do you support a customary and traditional use or sports hunting, and how would you balance those?
Well, I certainly don't have the answer to that, how I would balance them. But I do recognize that all user groups have the right to this resource. So there's definitely an issue that needs to be resolved. And I think that the more people from all the user groups that can work together, the closer you'll get to finding an answer to that question.
I'll pass, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you. And Brenda, you've been to a board meeting now, I guess, for the last couple of days. What do you see as the job of the Big Game Commercial Services Board?
Well, I did read as much as I could the last couple of years of minutes and, the regulations. What I see here in the last day and a half is that all users in this group, the commercial, the guides and the transporters, DNR, the local community, obviously the rest of the board members, have identified that there's a limited resource and that there are guide use areas, that are, in some cases, there are too many guides within the area. In some cases, there are, not so many guides, but there's also the issue between the transporters that is not being addressed at this particular meeting. They're only addressing the guide use. So what I've found in the last couple of days is that the genesis of the issue, I guess, is that the resource is being over-harvested. But right now, this committee is only addressing the guide's use of that resource. And really, the transporters need to be pulled into this loop as well, and that's coming out, becoming clearer and clearer as the meeting continues. So there definitely is a recognition that the resource has to be protected for all users, which I found very enlightening and was really glad to hear that. There's a similar concern among this group as there is with what, customary and traditional users. The issue is the same.
I guess just following up, I'm trying to, if you are on the board and are faced with these areas, whether it's 11, 12, 13, and 20, those areas, would you be able to
help with regulations, enabling guides to access that area, even if you personally thought that more of the resource should go to traditional and customary users, or would your position on the board be that the services board should restrict the use of guides or transporters in the area?
I think that's the Board of Games determination, and that this board wouldn't really have the authority to do that. This board, if I understand correctly, is regulating not what the sport hunters, it's how they become sport hunters, that they follow the rules of guiding, and I'm not going to try not to use the word sport hunters, I guess, for the guides and transporters, their rules and regulations, not where they can hunt. I believe that's the Board of Games jurisdiction, but Mr. Spraker could probably clarify for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gatto.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Brenda, you are the Vice President of Corporate Affairs for ATNA?
Yes, sir.
And you said your supervisor is the president?
Yes, Ken Johns.
Ken Johns. Did he hire you, or are you a volunteer, or are you a paid worker?
I'm a paid worker. I've worked my way up through the ranks. I was originally I was a tribal administrator for the Native Village of Cantwell, and I was recruited by ATNA to work as the village tourism coordinator. From there, I was promoted to corporate relations, and for the past, three and a half years, I've been the vice president of corporate affairs. And my activity in regarding subsistence is just one area of my job duties. And it's not really, I shouldn't say that. It's, as vice president of corporate affairs, I am familiar with the subsistence issue as it's related to our corporation.
Representative Gatto.
But that is not the focus of my position.
Thank you again. Mr. Chair, Brenda has a follow-up question here from me. Ken's your boss. He has a letter that we have in the file that reflects strongly his position, and you work directly for him. So I'm terribly concerned about your position on a board where your position has to reflect your boss's position, because that's who pays you. How would you be able to differ from your boss's position and keep your job?
I'm trying to figure out the best way to answer this question.
Well, just
certainly the corporation has positions that I support, and certainly Ken does. But in all fairness, he's aware that I've been appointed to this board, and I don't believe that he would put undue influence on me in that way. I don't believe that's the type of person he is. And I really think that this board, that the issues are a little bit different from the Board of Game, that issues that are reflected in that area, in that letter.
Representative Gatto.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. Brenda, I'm going to try to look at it from the position of a sport hunter who would come and say, how did you ever approve her for the board? Do you know what she thinks about subsistence hunting? And I'm going to wish I had the answer for that. So I'm going to ask you, if you were standing next to me and you said, well, let me answer that, go ahead and give your answer.
I guess my answer would be that there are two different positions regarding sport hunting and subsistence. And I think I stated it earlier, I want to use this as an opportunity to learn more about that area of user groups so that I can better understand that. I really think that if we don't figure out how to work together and resolve some of these issues, we're just going to be butting heads continuously. So even though, right, I do have a different, my heart is in rural Alaska, and I was raised in a customary and traditional way, I still need to learn how other user groups operate so that we can work together, because Alaska is a small state, and if we can't work together, we're in big trouble.
Representative Gatto.
And right now...
Representative Gatto, I'm sorry. Representative Fairclough has to leave. I know she had a question. Can you answer your question fairly quickly, or do you want to go and try to come back?
I won't be able to come back until after 3. If I might... I apologize with everything that's happened today. My schedule's getting moved around. Brenda, I'm looking on page 2 of your application in your service with the Alaska Federation of Natives on the subsistence committee that you're a chairman on. And I think that that's wonderful. And I think that all boards that we look at need to be balanced with equal representation from across the state. So please know that when I ask this question. Can you speak to me in watching the meetings over the last 2 days or a few days, if the board is imbalanced in the hunting aspect? What we don't have in front of us is a composite of the board, and there may need to be a real presence for someone who is a strong subsistence advocate. And I don't know that today in our conversations with you. And so what we're trying to do is define what voice you would bring to the committee and what aspect of advocacy that you would bring. And I think that you have a excellent voice to represent the community that you have lived in and the culture that you know. But what I don't know, and you could help me, is what does the current board look like from your position?
The board, the fellow board members you're talking about?
Right. The current composite of the board, is it heavily towards sports hunting, or is there a few people that are representing the subsistence issue on that board already? I don't know who's there.
I don't believe that there's anyone else representing any subsistence issues. I don't know. I'm almost reluctant to say that because I've only been in the meeting for the last day and a half, and I've quite frankly been encouraged at the degree of openness that this group. There have been some subsistence questions that have come up, and I have not, you know, felt that there's any hostility or anything like that. I really feel that while there might not be specific representation from the Native community on this board, I think I would bring that to this table. I have not heard any anti-subsistence type of sentiments or anything from the rest of the board members, though I cannot say who's a transporter, who's a guide, you know, who's representing this. I don't even know who the other landowner is on this committee.
Thank you, Brenda. Mr. Chairman, all that I would ask, I need to leave, and I'm not, I don't know that I would be comfortable with either this particular application nor the one that's following without knowing the composite of the board as it sits already, because I certainly think that Brenda represents herself and the places where she's chosen to volunteer and work very well in articulating under what some would say fire from us in asking questions, and I know that that's not my intent, and I'll let others speak for themselves, but to make sure that all of Alaska's voices are heard on each committee. And so I need to leave, so I'll leave it to the goodwill of the chairs to see how it's going forward, but I'd be happy to make a recommendation at a later date. I'd just like to speak with the governor and see how the board is balanced from, obviously the governor's bringing forward Brenda's name as well as Ted's, thinking that those are people that serve a broad interest. So I just look to you, Mr. Chairman, to see how we would proceed.
Thank you, Representative Fairclough. I'm not certain at this point. Are there any additional questions for Brenda at this time? Representative Gatto.
Yep, Brenda, I'm back. I've almost lost track.
I apologize. You want to give Representative?
Go ahead.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you. Brenda, how many members are there on the board of Big Game Commercial Services?
9.
Oh, there's 9 members?
I believe there are supposed to be at least 2 transporters, 2 landowners, 2 guides, 2 from the public, and I'm not sure who the last one is. Board of Game Seat.
And your position there would be representing one of the landowners? Is that the designated seat?
Yes, sir. And I just happen to be Alaska Native, I think.
Okay, well, that helps clarify things for me. you know, we're dealing with a number of boards and commissions, and we don't get to review their makeup or, you know, their complete job and how they're working. So that's very helpful to know that there are designated seats, and appreciate that. Thank you, Chairman. That was my question.
Thank you. For the committee's information, Brenda, I hate to do this, and Ted, you as well, but we have lost a quorum. I know there's keen interest from other members who want to continue this. We would not be able to take any action on either of the two that we have before us at this point. So I want to apologize in advance, but we're going to adjourn this meeting and reschedule. Brenda, I appreciate your being here and your efforts, and next time it will hopefully be shorter, and we can have some questions answered, know a little bit more of the makeup and stuff prior to the next meeting. But I do want to apologize for that. But we are going to end this absent a quorum, and I do apologize, because from this point forward, I know there are other members that have interest in this. So with that,
Mr. Chair,
Representative Roses.
Before we adjourn, I just wanted to put it on the record that the reason we've lost a quorum is because today we had considerable number of meetings that got shifted around in the morning. So those of us that had locked in schedules where we had commitments for things that are time specific that had to get done today, many of us had to reschedule our appointments, and they kind of overlap with this committee. And so this is the first time, I think, in the year and a half that I've served on this committee that we have failed to meet a quorum. So this is a very unusual circumstance. So I just wanted people to know that this was not a common occurrence.
Representative Rose, I appreciate that. And also, was slipped a note earlier from Representative Faircloth that we'll be going on the floor again at 3:15. So we can't extend. So I think instead of wasting time, and maybe we can get some of the work we have done, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Ted, are you on the line still?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I'm here.
We will be contacting you and letting you know when we're going to reschedule this. We'll do this at our earliest convenience. I do want to apologize, and I do appreciate you sticking around as long as you did.
Mr. Chairman, that's fine. Do we expect to be called in the next day or two? Or?
I would anticipate it would be fairly quickly. We would like to get these knocked out of the way, because we're going to get hectic with the – hopefully we can do it in the very next meeting, which is Friday, before we start getting bills from the Senate coming over here that we're going to have to act on. We want to get these knocked out. So I anticipate it being very, very quickly.
Mr. Chairman, if I could continue – I'm in Fairbanks attending the Big Game Commercial Services Board through Friday, but if you would get a note to Christy Tibbles, our executive director with the Board of Game, she will get a note to me, and I will certainly be here and ready.
Thank you, Mr. Sprager. Brenda, thank you so much for your testimony. We will be calling all of you back and contacting you probably for a Friday meeting. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.